WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, slap nuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But they started out a joke of a romantic start to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. But no one should ever feel like I'm two quarters
in a hot damn. And welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brunch of our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And a huge congratulations to Matt Goldberg for his partnership. I guess that's the best word to use. His partnership with WrestleZone.com. So congratulations, Matt. Super proud of you, buddy. Still waiting on the Oscar mention, man. Get on it. Get on it.
I can go on record now and saying Matt Lindsay's not going to add that to the plug every week.
No, I'm not adding that to the plug every week. But, you know... congratulations are in order, my friend, because that is huge.
Big news, he's bringing his figure photography, Figure Friday stuff to WrestleZone.com and some of his photography from Snapshot over to WrestleZone.com's Facebook page. So check him out, Matt Goldberg at MBG Films on the Twitter.
He's awesome. He's amazing. He's been on the show a couple times. Pretty cool guy. Go check him out. And, well, I'm Lindsay. He's Rock. This is The Rack. We're also brought to you by the fine folks over at Gerwick.net. You can listen to us over there, or at WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com. We have stuff to get into tonight.
We do have stuff to get into. We have the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown. We got a discussion topic, because we actually have time to do one.
Because there's no pay-per-view this week.
There is no pay-per-view this week. You can interact with us live on the Twitter machine at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. Throughout the night, we'll read your comments. If you would like to give them on air, if they're relevant to the conversation we're having.
And my phone is right here in case anybody tweets me, because, you know, in the past, it's like, oh yeah, my phone's on the other side of the room or in the kitchen. No, it's right here tonight in case anybody decides to tweet me, because people do tweet me during the show, so... sorry if I miss it. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not looking at Twitter.
Matt, if you're listening to me right now, because I know you are, you can tweet us, since he's on the East Coast, not on the West Coast this week, because he's on family vacation, but he was listening to a show. So you can tweet us throughout the night if you were like...
dude, when did you go to the West Coast?
No, Matt lives on the West Coast.
When did he move to the West Coast?
Not Goldberg.
Oh!
That
other Matt.
Other Matt.
Other Matt. Hi, other Matt. Sorry. Got it. We're on track now. We have too many Matts. We need Matt 1, Matt 2, Matt 3. So on and so forth.
Oh, Matt Goldberg's listening too. Hi, Matt Goldberg.
Hi, Matt Goldberg! Sorry, I got really confused for a second because I thought you'd moved to West Coast or something. It's like, what the hell did you do that? When did that happen? I follow you on Facebook, dude. I would have seen that.
Where's my thing? Dude, put up the iPad so I can read the Twitter. and the Facebook, because I'm getting messages.
You're getting messages? Okay, great. We're going to have a live tweeting episode of The Rack, because, you know, why the hell not? So, live tweet us!
Live tweet us, or if you're Matt Goldberg, create a Facebook group and send us comments in the Facebook group chat like you're doing, because I'll see them throughout the night.
My phone's right here, I can see them.
You're in the group too. You can see them.
Yes, I know I can. I'm getting the notifications on my phone. Ta-da! Technology.
Technology. So there you go.
But, you know what? Since we have stuffs, we're just going to jump right into news about our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, I think we have to talk about the two big stories this week, and we have to give you first an update, which is the TNA legal update. We need a sounder for this. Seriously do, because that's all we've talked about for, like, the last month is the TNA legal issues. And, well, they're going to live to fight another day, y'all, believe it or not, after three lawsuits and a tax lien. They're getting bailed out. Fight Network is coming in. They're going to fund TNA to possibly pay off Billy Corgan to settle that lawsuit and get them somewhat out of trouble so they can continue on.
So basically what you can always figure out is this quote. TNA lives by this one quote.
Remember, keep calm and never give up.
And that's what they live by. Keep calm and never give up.
I don't think they kept calm, but they didn't give up.
No,
that's for
they,
sure.
Some of them are keeping calm. Some of them are. Not everyone. Just some.
I think it's an all or nothing thing. But anyway, so I'm going to be honest. I have mixed feelings about this because part of this deal is Fight Network is going to come in and help out teammate, which is a yay. People are not going to lose their jobs. That is number one. That is important. They're still going to be employed. They're still going to get paid.
That is great. That is good news. That's the good news.
The bad news, or the semi-bad news, depending on how you look at it, is Dixie Carter is going to remain in control of TNA. They're coming in, they're bailing her out, they're probably going to buy a stake in the company and have a partnership with TNA, which, well, given what just happened, I wouldn't be too sure about. But anyway, but with the catalyst that Dixie will remain in power, she's probably going to take back over the presidency. That's an assumption. Don't know if that's true or not, but seeing as Corgan's suing them and he's probably leaving, that position's going to get vacated, and, well, it wouldn't be surprised if it goes back to Dixie.
Basically, what TNA, what Fight Network, or I should say, what was the group? It's blanking off the top of my head.
Anthem?
Anthem. Like Anthem, the higher-up group that owns the Fight Network, is going to pay off Billy Corgan. So they're basically going to pay him off so he's no longer a part of the company. He'll be removed as president, most likely, and you go from there. There's a lot of stories going around that a lot of the roster wanted Billy Corgan to buy the company.
I wanted Billy Corgan to buy the company.
I think a lot of people wanted him to buy the company because they wanted things to change. They wanted a new direction because for the last 13 years, Dixie Carter has had control, and they're in the position they're in right now. And it sucks that we always say this. It sucks to be in the position they're in because we like a lot of the people who work for TNA. And it's just, you don't want to see anyone go out of work. They're just in this position where, okay, so the Fight Network's Anthem is going to fund the company, and because they already have the library, and they'll probably get more of the library as they go forward. And you just look at it, it's like, okay, so they're funding them for now. They're going to get rid of Billy, who wanted to change the direction of the company. And then what? 3 months from now, we're back and doing the same song and dance? Because that's why a lot of people wanted someone else in charge, because a lot of them are tired of the same song and dance. Tired of seeing everything go, okay, every 3 months we got, whenever we're taping, every month, 6 weeks more taping. It's like, do we have the money?
Yeah.
And I think it's turning off a lot of the fans because it's hard to get invested into a product, we've said this before, if you don't know its future. It's like any TV show. For me, it's hard to watch a TV show without knowing, okay, does it have a full season commitment? Is the network actually behind it? Because you don't want to invest your time into a program to watch it get canceled. And for the last 2.5 years, when it comes to TNA, it's like, can I fully invest my time into the product? Because every few months, the rumor is they're canceled. They're going to be canceled. We've seen them drop by Spike TV and Destination America in the last 2 years. So it's hard to keep fully invested.
It is. It really is. And it's just, it's something of, And also just the decline in the product.
That too.
The production quality. And that isn't a shot at the production people. They're doing the best they can with what they can afford. But you think back to, and I'm going to go way back, I'm going to date myself here. You think about the Fox Sports days and what the production was. And then when they went to Spike, the production got better. And then it's just been on a steady decline. And when they're supposed to be the technical number two and they look like a trumped up indie show, that's not what you want. Now, with Fight Network investing, it could be something of they get flush with cash, they're able to kind of sort of bring everything back up again, because obviously the decline is due to lack of cash flow. Everything was golden when they had the Panda money, or the Panda Energy money, and then when that dried up, well,
it was the Panda money, it was the Spike TV money.
Yeah, they were flush with cash, and then both of those went away, so now they've just been trying to get by. But it's something of, I'm really sick and tired of talking about their financial problems. I'm really sick and tired of seeing this story pop up every few months where they're going to taping, they're going to pay-per-view, they don't have the money. And they're going to be fine for the next taping because it's at first of the year, they're going to get all their international deals, they'll be flush with cash, and they're going to tape a whole bunch of stuff, and then they're going to run out of money again. And they're going to run out of that money. And then is it going to be, well, once the next tapings come up, you're going to have to struggle to find somebody to pay for it? Or are you going to kind of sort of be able to take care of it? Because I'm 100% behind TNA getting turned around. And I think that's what we were all expecting Billy Corgan to really do, was Billy Corgan's a businessman. Not saying that Dixie Carter isn't, but Billy Corgan's worth a hell of a lot more than Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
And part of that is because he was with the Smashing Pumpkins, but you got to know a thing or two to get where he's at.
Yeah.
And so it's, Billy had a plan. He had an idea of what he wanted TNA to be, and he wanted to pull it out of where it's at. He wanted to pull it out of this, like, just drifting existence and really make it into something and really turn it into something. And that excited a lot of fans, including me, because it's like, it's a new direction. It's a change. He wanted to get rid of all this dark, bad, horrible, negative energy that surrounds the company in terms of the financials. And he wanted to rebrand it, remake it, turn it into something new, and possibly make it, you know, way better than what it is. And it's like, everybody was super excited for that, because it's like, yes, please do that. Please remake it. Please just try anything with it, because it's just been drifting for years now.
Not only that, turn it into a moneymaker.
Yeah, and it's like, and put it, for Billy Corgan to put it in the black.
Find revenue streams for the company, which they haven't had in a long time.
Which they haven't had, because he wanted to take it back on the road. He wanted to do all these different types of things to it. And now that he's gone, you're just kind of like, it's going to stay exactly the same. It's going to be the same problem again in 3 to 6 months. You know it is.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it.
We are going to be having this conversation again in 6 months when they go to tape again. And I really don't want to have that conversation. It's like, I feel like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I feel like that's what TNA's doing. They keep doing the same exact thing. They really don't change anything. And they get the same result every time.
Yeah.
It's like, I know it's Dixie's company. I know she's proud of it. I know she owns it. But it's like, why don't you let somebody else take the reins? Why don't you let somebody else try? Even if you're just an owner in name, and say Corgan had bought in, say he had made the company successful, you're still a part of it.
Right.
Because clearly under her guidance, and this is not entirely her fault, there are plenty of people under her who share this blame, but it's like this, the entire management team, it's like, you've brought it to this point where they were literally on the edge of bankruptcy if it were not for the Fight Network.
Yeah, pretty much. They're the ones who helped put on the pay-per-view.
So, I mean, they've been scraping by on the kindness of strangers for probably at least a year now. And that's not what you want in management. So it's like, why don't you restructure? Why don't you get a new president? Why don't you get a new CFO? You know, just redo management. Bring new people in. Bring in a fresh perspective. And see if that doesn't help.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Things we didn't mention on the show because they broke after the show last week. There's a tax lien on the company.
Yeah, sorry. There's a tax lien on the company. I know I mentioned that before, and then an additional lawsuit came to light, too.
Yeah, these are all these things. Like, they have major financial issues. You want them to clear them up.
I want them to be successful, because I'm, like I said, I am sick and tired of having this conversation. I'm literally to the point of, it's like, either shut it down or make it be something, but stop having it be what it is. Stop making it a joke, because you're hurting the wrestlers. You're hurting the people that work for your company. And it's like this, it's this toy that Dixie and the other people in the company are just screwing with. And they're like, yeah, you know, yeah, we're kind of going to take care of it. We're going to kind of do stuff with it, but we're really not. It's like a showpiece, a broken showpiece that's horribly, horribly broken.
It needs to fade away and call itself obsolete.
Sure, we'll go with that. And it could be in January that they completely rebrand the company. That's been rumored.
It would be the best thing for them. I doubt it, but it would be the best thing for them. They need a fresh start. They need
to get away from this.
They need to delete the past and come out new.
Because honestly, the damage that they've done to their reputation, to their credibility, is kind of irreparable.
To answer my question, would this be like the third or fourth time? Yep.
Yep.
Same old story.
Same song and dance, dude. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm tired of it. And I really, really seriously wanted Billy Corgan to buy that company. I really did, because, again, he had an entire plan. He had everything ready to go, and she just sort of screwed him over. From everything that I'm hearing, that it sounds like. Now, I'm sure Corgan didn't help his situation by going out and giving interviews and talking publicly about probably private matters, but still.
He was honest.
He was honest. You know, he wanted to take control of that company. He wanted to do something with it. And if it failed, it failed. But there was a better chance it could succeed. Because he greenlighted the final deletion. That was him. And that is the most relevant thing TNA has done in 5 years.
Easily.
And he knew what he had. That's the thing. He tried to capitalize on it as much as he possibly could.
He helped get the thing viral, and you know, they had a viral marketing plan for it. Him and Jeremy Borash and the group. They wanted to try things.
It's like they sent screeners out.
Yeah.
Of it. To get people talking about it. They sent out preview copies of it. To get people talking. TNA's never done that before. Because it's a pre-taped segment. So they can do that, but it's something of, that's how you do it. You send it out, you get people talking about it, you get a buzz going about it, you have wrestlers, you have people inside the industry praising it, talking about how good it is, which gets the fans excited, makes the fans buzz, and go and watch it. And good, better, and different, whether you didn't like it, you watched it.
Or in our case, riff it. Go to wildtalkradio.com, you can see it.
Both of them,
they're both there. Because that's what we do. We make comedy. Because we're entertaining people.
Not really. But anyway, so... yeah, it's like the third or fourth time that they've tried to rebuild themselves. Hopefully this is the last time, either way. Like I said, I'm sick of it. And I know we're going to be having this conversation again in 6 months. I don't want to have it, but I know we're going to be having it.
I call them the cockroach of professional wrestling. They can survive any nuclear explosion and survive.
Well, we'll see. Even the cockroach is squished eventually.
Well, right now, the cockroach is staying alive.
And
that's not to demean TNA or anything. It's just hell.
It's an apt analogy.
It's an apt analogy. It really is.
It's
like you could do the cat with nine lives, but I think the cockroach is a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. And now we have to talk about the other train wreck this week. Get your sounder.
Are we ready for Pages of Our Lives?
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the pages of our lives.
I mean, what? Oh, God. So, just to catch everybody up to date, first of all, Paige had successful neck surgery today, so congratulations to her. I hope she's feeling better, and that she has a speedy and good recovery. She had 3 screws put in her neck, and a hernia removed. And the hernia was much bigger than originally thought.
Her neck has been straightened out, so, yeah. She was the same doctor who treated Nikki Bella.
Well, let's hope he doesn't just straighten out her neck.
And why is that?
So, there are certain awkward things you can do, or you really shouldn't do, when you're dating a married man. One of them is to propose to him in public while he's still married. And that's exactly what Paige did. She got down on her knees in front of Del Rio in Puerto Rico and proposed marriage to him, to which he, of course, accepted. There's just one minor complication. He's still married.
Yeah, he is.
I mean... Don't a bear in a divorce, okay? Especially a nasty divorce, which this seems to be for the Del Rio family.
And it's like, if she wasn't going to give anything before, she's definitely not giving anything now.
Oh no, she's not going to give anything at this point.
I mean, honestly, I would... If I was her, and this tells you what kind of person I am, if I find that out, it's like, nope, nope, I'm not signing a thing. Nope.
By the way, before we continue on... Packers have tied the game.
Hey!
No, actually, taking the lead 13-10, my bad. 13-10. So it's 13-10 Packers over the Bears. Anyway, continue with Pages of Our Lives.
Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't sign anything, because it's like, okay, well, you want to parade around with your, you know, 24-year-old girlfriend in public, and you want to make out with her, and call her cute little names, and have her propose marriage to you, well, guess what? You can't, we're not getting divorced.
And here's the thing, their romance is going to be detailed on Total Divas, which starts in 3 weeks. That's officially...
Because that's going to help his court case.
Right. Right?
It just, oh god.
And if that wasn't bad enough, when the announcement of the engagement happened, what happened?
Her father said no! Her father objected to the engagement and said he doesn't want his daughter to marry this man. We're right there with you, dude. We are right there with you. Not that I don't want to see them happy, but I just get this feeling this is going to end so bad. Like, so, so bad. Because here's the thing. He's married. He's screwing around on his current wife with Paige. What is stopping him from marrying her and doing the same thing to her? And her ending up in the exact same boat as his wife? Nothing.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's just, it's like, don't do this. Please don't do this. Just, you know, date him. Screw around with him. Cohabitate with him, do the John Cena Nikki Bella thing, you know, that's cool. When you start talking marriage, get a prenup. For the love of God, at least get a prenup. That's if she ever lets him get divorced, which she may not do.
Very true.
And it just, that's how it goes sometimes. But yeah, this just, when I heard that, that was literally my first reaction was, he's still married. Why are you doing this? You are not helping his court case at all, at all. It's like, you think that they would kind of cool it off a little bit until, or at least go kind of quiet until the divorce is settled? No. Not the least.
Nope.
It's like they're flaunting it.
Well, I think they kind of are.
Well, they kind of are, but it's like...
She's trying to, they're trying to prove a point. Yeah, they are.
Oh no, I know they are. Now's not the good... There's a time for everything. Now's not the time. Find a better time. Like, when he's divorced. Just saying. Like, I get it. It's nobody's going to tell them what to do. They're going to do their own thing. They're going to live their own life, and that's fine. But they're not taking the circumstances into account. Because then there's also the whole mysterious stabbing thing that took a weird turn. Like, there's just... This has more twists and turns than Days of Our Lives. The actual Days of Our Lives, if anybody remembers that show. I don't even know if it's still on the air. Is it still on the air?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
They're like, they're slowly canceling them one by one. I know The Young and the Restless is still on. But, yeah, this whole thing is just like, oh my god. In the right circumstances, where he wasn't married, and they get together, and they're super happy, and everything works out, that's great. That's the ideal situation. In this situation, I have a bad feeling about this.
Couple things. Yes, it's still in the air. It actually airs tomorrow at noon. It airs, I guess, every day, locally, at whatever time it wants to.
Yeah, it's a daily thing, dude.
I know. I'm just saying it airs here at noon. I'm just saying local time, wherever it is in your area. And two, Chicago Cubs take the 3-1 lead over the Dodgers.
So Chicago could have a better night.
They could. Well, the Cubs, the Bears are losing at the moment, so, you know.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of football to be played.
This is true, and there's still a lot of time left in the baseball game as well.
So we'll just have to see. But I hope it all works out for Paige. I hope she finds her happy ending with Del Rio. I hope it all works out. I just have this really sinking suspicion it's not gonna. But I pray that I'm wrong, because nothing but happiness. Nothing but love, if you believe me. And now for the third sounder, blame Brent.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Charles Robinson's foot.
Hashtag blame Brent.
What? What?
He posted on his Twitter that he's out of action. He was wearing a walking boot. So foot, ankle, something.
Brent, you hurt Mini-Nate. What the heck?
Right?
I demand answers.
Also, the other blame Brent, tough enough winner Josh has been out of action with a severe concussion.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That's never fun. You never want that. Hopefully he gets better. I really hope he does, because that sucks. That's never fun.
That's not a good way to start off your WWE wrestling career.
No. 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 Do you have a blame sub sounder? I'm curious.
Actually, yes we do.
Do we? Because we have a blame sub on this show.
Hashtag blame sub.
Okay. WWE developmental wrestler Terrence Jean-Jacques was charged with assault when he messed up his pregnant girlfriend on Sunday. He's been since charged with later crimes, including allegedly striking his pregnant girlfriend, which has since been disproved. The Eagle Tribune of Massachusetts reports that Jean-Jacques has been charged with assault and battery, kidnapping, witness intimidation, destruction of property, and threatening to commit a crime. Under the no tolerance policy, WWE has suspended him indefinitely.
His family wants them to positive witnesses to be positive about him, saying this is not who he is.
Yeah, basically what happened is I think they were having an argument. He grabbed her and twisted her arm behind her back. She then got knocked to the ground and he sat on her legs to keep her from leaving. But there was enough evidence of bruising that she went to the police and reported him to the police and had him arrested. He is currently still in jail and has been denied bond up to this point.
I don't have anything to positive say, so let's move on.
Moving on to the positive. WWE has signed people. We have Tanera Mello. I hope I said the name right. It's a girl, right?
Yes.
They have signed to WWE.
No, it's a she. I was still trying to figure where you were in the sheet. Yes.
Yes, she? Okay.
Yes.
She has signed with WWE. I don't want to misgender anybody. They also announced that Tommy End, a.k.a. Tom Budgend, Big Damo, a.k.a. Damian Mackle, and Crazy Mary Dobson, a.k.a. Sarah Bridges, have signed developmental deals and have reported to the WWE Performance Center. So, new people in NXT. Yay!
They recently released a few. They've brought in a few. That's sort of how this works.
The Crazy Mary Dobson is interesting. I think she's been on NXT TV before. I'm curious to see what they do with her.
People want her to be a thing.
I don't want her to be Sister Abigail. I know people do, and I'm cool if she's a female Wyatt. That's fine, but I really like this idea that Sister Abigail is this intangible thing in Bray's mind, and that's where she's real. I think that's what makes it work. If you bring somebody in and say that she's Sister Abigail, it kind of ruins the magic a little bit, because now it's not this imaginary thing. She's real.
She's real. She's damn real.
So it's like, I kind of don't want to see it, because then it just ruins the mystery of the character. Just because, honestly, I think it's kind of like that whole Psycho thing where he's just got her in the rocking chair up in the attic, what's left of her.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's what that is, you know, the whole Psycho thing. So, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So congratulations to the people that got signed. And, well, we have one final breaking news story. End on a positive. Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan are having a little girl.
That's awesome.
That's adorable. They're super excited. Brie is so happy that she's going to be having a little girl because she said she has a really close relationship with her mother and she intends to have that same relationship with her daughter. She's also excited as a wrestler to have a little girl to potentially follow in her footsteps. So a huge congratulations to Brie and Bryan.
Daniel has another Bella to chase after.
And I'm sure Nikki is delighted.
She is delighted. But Brian's screwed.
Brian is completely, completely screwed. But here's hoping they have another one and they have a little boy.
He needs a boy. But first, it's good to have the girl. But he also needs a boy.
Yeah, he needs a little boy just to, you know, get a man in there. He's got John Laurinaitis and he's got John Cena, but he just...
Does he really have either?
No, not really. But, you know, you gotta mention that. And there's the brother. The brother's kind of... there, but he needs a man. He needs another man.
He needs his own little bearded baby.
Yes, he does. But that does it for the news, so I say we take our first break of the evening. What do you think?
I say we do. Coming up later in the show, it's the NXT Rundown and the SmackDown Throwdown, but next, discussion.
We're talking all about the Cruiserweights, and well, we're going to voice our concerns about what we see with the division and offer our opinions, pay for what, you know, what they're worth, and how they can potentially fix it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hook me up a new evolution. This one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watched the last one die.
following has been paid for by the campaign to elect Lone Jobber.
Shalom, shalom! The holiday season is quickly approaching, and with that comes special videos. Who again makes these special videos for one and for all? That would be only Mr. Holiday himself, Lone Jobber. They don't take the extra time to share with the good times with all of you. Recently, LJ has celebrated Yom Kippur, the Sabbath of Sabbaths. What was shocking about that, however, was that how one of these hosts didn't realize that one of their other people on this network was Jewish. How could they not know such a huge part of the conversation was mind-boggling? But if these other lesser hosts don't care enough to remember simple facts like these about their co-host, do you really think they care about you? Lone Jobber does, and that's why he's asking for your support and your vote to become El Presidente, the CB Radio Party. I wonder if he thinks Tim's actually Jewish.
Vote Lone Jobber in the CB Radio Party election this November.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
The following has been paid for by the campaign to elect Rob Parks.
Have we even checked the birth certificates of these two people? How are we sure that they are truly American? What kind of name is Subway anyway? Where is his birth certificate? I want to see proof. Lone Jobber, that doesn't sound American either.
Vote Rob Parks in the CB Radio Party election this November.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bell Twins. And you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, shout out to everybody listening to us on Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com. I'll get them right eventually. You can join our journey and join our conversation over in the chat at WildTalkRadio.com, or if you know us on Facebook, you can Facebook chat us. Hi, Matt!
Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Word as well. Throughout the show, as you can tell, we're reading comments throughout the night on the air.
So, as smart as Alki, she can make them people. Let's go! Break!
She's very demanding.
I am. I'm extremely... I'm a woman! Of course I'm demanding.
She's very demanding, trust me.
I'm high maintenance.
You're telling me.
Excessively high maintenance.
Anyway, we're back. We're doing a show, sports updates, and wrestling talk, as we do on a Thursday night. But you had a discussion you wanted to bring up tonight regarding the cruiserweights.
So, we've commented in the past about the cruiserweights. You know, Cruiserweight Classic was a great, great thing. We got some really spectacular matchups. You got to see talents that we never really had ever seen before in WWE. It was just a beautiful thing all the way around. And some of those talents got held on to the company. They got signed on to the company and brought up onto Monday Night Raw and also to NXT. And for the start of Raw, they were given their own separate division. So they get their own special little thing, their own lighting, their own ring ropes, their own canvas. So they're spotlighted. They have their own solo deal, which for the first couple weeks is really good because you want them to stand out. What I've kind of discovered and what I'm not necessarily liking is now I feel like they stand out too much and they're not really a part of Raw. Because you can always tell when the Cruiserweights are coming because they front load and back load the segment where they do either an interview or they do a video package and then they go to commercial and they come back and everything's been changed and then they, you know, go to another video package, go to commercial, and then everything's put back. And they do this sometimes twice in a show for the Cruiserweights, and they're not back-to-back. So it's not like, you know, you have the Cruiserweights, you do the two matches, and then you move on. They've spaced it out, which, like, you should, but when you have to do two changes in the same show, that can get a little tedious. Especially for the ring crew. I mean, my God.
I feel very bad for the ring crew. They have a really hard time because they gotta change it over multiple times throughout the show. The problem is, she mentions they got change over the ring, change over the ring, change over the ring, and it draws out the segment. You notice the crowd during a Cruiserweight match. They're not fully invested. One, it's because of the characters. Two, because you're sitting there waiting for them to change the ring, to change the ropes, to get everything done. It's an extended commercial break. You have the actual commercial break, and you have the video packages and whatever. It's a very long time period, so you're just sitting on your hands for about 5 to 7 minutes at a time, not really seeing anything. And then it's 5 to 7 minutes after the fact as well, so that's about 14, 15 minutes. The crowd's doing nothing.
Yeah.
And that kills the momentum of the show. It's great to have video packages and all that, but you're killing the crowd because you're just drawing it out. You're doing that twice throughout a show, and it eats up time, and it just feels like it's just, here's some time filler on a television show, and it shouldn't be like that.
No, it really shouldn't. And also, you mentioned the people within the division. They have a lot of really fantastic, talented wrestlers in the Cruiserweight division. I'm not knocking anybody in that division at all. What I think my issue is you have existing Cruiserweights that are already on the main roster that would really fit extremely well into that division, and they're not included.
Key person in this is Neville.
Neville. Why is Neville not in the Cruiserweight division? Why is Neville not the star of the Cruiserweight division? Not knocking TJ Perkins at all. TJ Perkins is amazing. Seriously amazing, but why isn't Neville at least included in this division? Where is Neville?
He lost to poor Bo on Raw.
Why? It's like, you could put Neville in there and you could have Neville be a star. I mean, just think about it, people. TJ Perkins versus Neville. Shut up. Just shut up. I would pay for that. It would be fantastic.
Like, they have a lot of talent. The Cruiserweights have talent. We're not knocking any of the talent. It's just hard to get invested in the talent when you're here, it's like how the Divas came up, the women came up a year or so ago. It's like, here we go, here's a bunch of people. And it took time, over time, to get to know Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch and Charlotte and all that. It took a long time to get them to be individual personalities. And the Cruiserweight says, here's a bunch of goods. They wrestled on the Cruiserweight Classic. They've done little feature packages, but it's like, a 1 minute feature package doesn't really give me in time to invest in this person, especially when everyone else on the roster pretty much does the same style.
Well, they don't interact with them. That's the thing. They're very, very contained, so they don't interact with anybody else on the roster. I mean, honestly, they're doing a better job with the Cruiserweights on NXT than they are on Monday Night Raw.
Right, and I would love to just see the Cruiserweights on NXT because they've added so much to NXT, which we'll talk about here in a bit. It's in the NXT rundown. It just, they felt so much more at home on NXT than they do on Raw. They just sort of feel out of place on Raw. At least to me, at least to Lindsay, just sort of feel out of place. It was like, we had this idea, we need talent, so we're just gonna bring up all these people and just sort of throw them out there. And it's, they can have great matches, and wrestling great matches is great, but it's missing something.
I want it to be more inclusive of the roster. I want them to interact with more people. And I get, there's the weight limit, and there's all this stuff, but it's just,
I would like to see more main roster guys in there, because you have Neville, you have Kalisto, you have Sin Cara, who's been mixed in a couple times. You have Sami Zayn. You have all these guys, and those are just the four that I can name off the top of my head. You have those people that are already existing, that are already stars, that can come into that division, and they can help get the people that are coming in over, as opposed to just throwing these guys out in front of the crowd and be like, okay, go for it. Because really, your top stars in the Cruiserweights right now are Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins.
And then you just have a bunch of other guys.
And that's not knocking them at all, but it's like, you could put someone there, someone like Neville in there, to just add a little bit more star power. You could put a Sami Zayn in there for a little bit. And I know you're against that, but I'm just throwing names out. Where you put that name, that established name, in there, just to help them get a little bit further over. Because it's like, yeah, Kendrick's is kind of established to the older fans, but a lot of the younger audience doesn't really know who Brian Kendrick is. They haven't been introduced to Brian Kendrick. Because the last time he was in WWE was, what, 2003?
A little bit longer. He was there for a while. It's been a little bit. A little bit of time. Hold on. Packers score, it's 20-10. So, there you go on that one. It's been a while. It's been a few years since Brian Kendrick's been an actual part of the main roster. It's been about, I would say, 5-6 years at this point. Maybe a little bit longer. But it's something to the effect that you need more star power. And in the Cruiserweight Classic, you had star power. You had Kota Ibushi, Zack Sabre Jr., and the like. You had more top-tier cruiserweights, and because of commitments, they did not want to come to WWE, and that's their decision. But then you're left with TJ Perkins, and it's not knocking TJ Perkins, because he's been on TNA, and TJ Perkins is really good, but you need a rival for TJ Perkins, and they don't have that star to really bolster that division. And that's what it's missing. Because it feels like, it just doesn't feel part of the show. It just feels like, oh hey, here are the Cruiserweights. WCW had Cruiserweights for the longest time. And they felt they carried the show because they were putting on great matches. And the problem was, it was a variety in WCW. Cruiserweights were a variety. Here, if you look up and down the roster, they all do the same type moves. They're not a different style, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the problem. They're just guys doing the same style as the main eventers. The main eventers are just being a star. The way Cruiserweights stand out is their style is one thing, and then you have everything else. You look at TNA, for the example, way back in the day. X Division was a different style than the top-tier talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're going to have Cruiserweights, let them have the style. You have the other guys work a different style.
Well, that's kind of hard to tell guys like Finn Balor and Seth Rollins to work a different style.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Rollins essentially is a cruiserweight. I think he's a little too heavy to be in the division now, but he's always worked like a cruiserweight. Same with Balor.
Yeah.
So that's just who they are. And technically, I know Balor should be in the division because he meets the weight, but they're not going to put him in there because they've got him in the heavyweight division instead. But still, it's when you have guys that can already do the movesets on both shows, and then you bring in this special division, and you separate them out, it's like, it's more noticeable that they can still do the same stuff that the main event guys can do. So it's not, it's like, we've seen the flips over the ropes, and we've seen the flips through the ropes, and, you know, every flip conceivable, basically, that they can do.
Right, and when they're only allowed to do certain things. They were allowed to do more in the Cruiserweight Classic because they took the handcuffs off, but this is Monday Night Raw. This is Vince McMahon, this is not Triple H and NXT in the Cruiserweight Classic. This is Vince McMahon. This is his WWE. It's Monday Night Raw, where you have to work 300 days a year.
And they're just trying to protect him.
Right. In the Cruiserweight Classic, here's our one shot to make it. We're going to go all out. This is, you got to conserve yourself a little bit.
Yeah. And also, I think he doesn't want I don't think he wants one division trying to outshine everybody. I don't think he wants that level of competition in the company. Where it's, you have the cruiserweights trying to outshine everybody else, you have the women trying to outshine everybody else, you have everybody else on the roster trying to outshine everybody else. I think Vince really doesn't want that. I think that's more Hunter's vision for the company, where you have them all competing against each other a little bit to try and be the best. And I think when Hunter takes over, that mindset's gonna come into play, and then we may see the handcuffs come off, but for now, Vince doesn't want that. He just, you know, essentially for Vince, it feels like the cruiserweights are filler, and that's it.
You know what I see on Monday? I want to see a tag match. I want to see Sasha Banks and TJP versus Charlotte and Brian Kendrick.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be 100% okay with that.
It would sort of make them feel more part of the show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think my biggest complaint is I want to see them interact with the roster. I'm not saying you have to have Rusev go in there and try and wrestle the cruiserweights, but it's to see them interact with other members of the roster, because right now they only talk to each other. And so they're very, very isolated and very separated. And it's just as you're like, it doesn't feel right. Because there's this whole locker room of people and they should all be talking to each other at this point, but they're not. Okay.
So you just want to see more interaction. I'm with you. I want to see them more part of the show. And if it means getting rid of the purple ropes, get rid of the purple ropes.
Yeah, I think you can get rid of the purple ropes. You can do the mat, keep the lighting and that kind of stuff. But yeah, the ropes I think are just a little bit much. And it's mainly for the production crew, the ring crew. Because those poor people.
Yeah. Unless you're going to give them a big fat bonus at the end of the day, can you back off a little bit?
Well, no. I don't even think a bonus is worth changing those ropes two times a show. Just saying.
If they add another zero to the paycheck, yes it is.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because they're not going to add another zero to the paycheck.
I know they're not going to add another zero. But if they did, that would be great. That was my point. If they did.
If they did, if but they're not.
They're not, I know.
Although now that I think about it, I wouldn't mind Rusev trying to try to mess with the cruiserweights and the division just messes him up. That could be entertaining.
He would be a good bully for the cruiserweights.
He would be a good bully for the cruiserweights. Sheamus would be a good bully for the cruiserweights too.
You hear these ideas, WWE? Take them. They're all yours.
And I mean, these are just our opinions, you know, they're worth what you pay for them, but it's just, we sit here and we watch it and it's like, oh, here come the cruiserweights. You can tell because there's a 10-minute gap in the show.
We're pretty accurate. I would say 75% accurate on when the cruiserweight's coming out.
Yeah. You can tell. It's very, very noticeable for when they're going to do the cruiserweight. So it's kind of okay. Because, I mean, the wrestling is superb, but it's you want to impet. I think the person that I'm most invested in right now is Coat Guy, and I don't even know his real name.
Drew Gulak.
That guy. I like his coat.
She likes his coat.
I really like his coat. Although, the other dude that he was teaming with on NXT, what was his name?
Oh, what was his name? I forget.
Beard Dude. Nice.
Tony Nice.
He's pretty cool. But, see, it's I don't have a reason to invest, and I'm waiting for WWE to give me that reason to invest beyond they're just fantastic wrestlers. It's I want the characters, I want stories, and that's not coming, and I know it's brand new. I know it's just only been around for a month to 6 weeks, but you're waiting for that story to get invested in, and you're just not seeing it. So it's just give me a reason to like it, because I really do want to like it. Just everything right now it's preventing it from making me like it wholeheartedly, investing to the level of, you know, Bray Wyatt, that level.
On that note,
we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we are doing the SmackDown Throwdown, Rundown, whatever we call it.
You got it, SmackDown Throwdown and the NXT
Rundown.
And the NXT Rundown.
I can't keep the name straight. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Has been paid for by the campaign to elect Subway.
You don't want jobber people. The guy never comes on the show. He only does his little gaming show to hear himself talk. Just trust me, he listens to his own segment. We know he listens to his own segment. He doesn't care about you like I do. Rob don't show up on time. He doesn't care. He doesn't think for you people. You heard him. He's got 6 days to forget about it. I haven't forgotten yet. Just remember, grab life by the pussy.
Vote Subway in CB Radio Party election this November.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew, listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and
that's,
touching.
Whatever, that's
and
fine.
No,
that's
all fine. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Photo Bellas Weekly at WildTuckRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me. It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo, please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
As president, if you could remove someone from this country, what one person would you remove?
Just one? Because I can think of a whole family Kardashians I'd like to get rid of with a Kanye. Kanye West, because the world will be a better place.
See, one person I'd remove from the country, Justin Bieber. You know, he's just a real big burden on this country. He doesn't really bring any beneficial meaning to this country. I believe the country would be a lot better off. Just stand on the other side of the glass. Just look in from the outside.
Who would I remove? Oh, that's a really, really easy one. Tim Stein.
Jordan? Tim's Canadian. He's not from this country. He's not in the country.
Exactly, Teddy. I'm just running. I'm only just running. And I'm already getting results. Just think what will happen when the people vote me Presidente.
The election continues on Saturday nights on CB Radio.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at wrestling figure photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211. If you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, wildtalkradio.com, or rackradioshow.com, thank you so much for joining us. And if you, well, you're just tuning in, you missed everything else, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
By the way, just so I know, is Jobber's entire platform, let's see how many shots at Tim I can take in a single speech?
No.
Because those were interesting commercials. Were those what they recorded themselves?
Jobber actually put time and effort and recorded his own. The other two just rambled on Saturday night.
Got it.
He put in production value with music and everything. They just responded to his.
Oh, God. This is amazing.
The CB Radio Party election. Saturday night, midnight is. The election takes place in a week or so. The results revealed on November 12th.
You know what? You need to have Rob respond by saying he gets it done every single day with the hashtag Blame Robs.
Rob's platform, which has not been fully detailed in the commercials, is food. He's going to give everyone food. He's going to make people cake.
Hashtag vote Rob.
And, you know, if you don't like regular cake, he'll make you a carrot cake for the vegetarians out there.
Oh, well, if it's for the vegetarians.
Yeah, he's an equal opportunist. Anyway, cbradiolive.com. Tweet of the week time.
Tweet of the week. So, I think I read this one last week, but I'll read it again because it's still good. Xavier Woods. Hey, Tyler Breeze, I was unaware you got your gear from the youth women's department at Target. To which Tyler Breeze replies, I was unaware you shopped in the clearance sections at Target. Hashtag spend all your money on video games. Jerk.
They're so upset. And you did read last week, but they're so upset because they've been split up.
They are so upset. They're truly sad.
They are BFFs and they've been split up in the draft.
It's terrible what they've done.
Like, they've ruined Xavier Woods' gaming channel because they put all the gamers, most of the gamers on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tyler Breeze tweeted, Goldust, tweet at your own side, you raw scum. To which Goldust replies, I hate you. And Tyler Breeze shoots back with, when is Seven coming back?
Wow. If anyone remembers that, that was WCW.
Could be worse, you could have said Black Rain.
We shall not mention the Black Rain.
Rat! The rat.
Like I said, thou shall not mention the Black Rain.
Okay. Andrew Gilbert tweets Kevin Owens, can you ask your buddy Jericho to unblock me, please? Just put me on the list. We'll do. Cheers, lad. Kevin Owens goes, no, I'm blocking you too now.
Does that mean that they are now on the...
You just made the list!
Sure. So somebody in Edmonton had a sign that said, I love my son, but I love Rollins even more. And Kevin Owens replies with, dear awful mother of Edmonton, please send me your child. I shall adopt him and raise him properly. Thank you. Oh, also, you're an idiot.
Oh, I meant to play this one.
The list!
Made a shorter version of it just to say the...
The list!
I like that you just made the list better.
I know, but sometimes the setup is just, you know, anyway.
Part of that previous tweet was, the kid tweets Owens and goes, thanks for offering to adopt me, and yes, my mom is a stupid idiot. And he goes, you deserve better. I'll get the paperwork started.
Wow. Just wow.
Because the kid sent him a picture with the sign. Daniel Garcia Zamora tweets Kevin Owens and goes, shut your stupid mouth. All here now is that Rollins is better than you. Kevin Owens goes, good words. Javier Munoz goes, go to sleep, dude, annoying fat ass. Kevin Owens replies, only if you go back to school and learn about sentence structure, punctuation, and not being an absolute waste of oxygen. Become something.
The more you know.
The more you know. Lance Storm tweets, watching Rusev wrestle tonight, I would be very happy working that guy every night. Rusev responds, lace them up and be serious for a moment and get crushed. Don't poke the bear.
But it's fun poking the bear.
It's so much fun poking the bear. Rusev again goes, yes, Mama Rusev is a real rowing world champion and the strongest woman. She gave birth to me for 3 days, 15 pounds.
That, bless that woman.
Poor thing.
Her. Anyway, never mind. Just gonna move on. Just move on.
Move on.
Moving on.
Sheamus goes, I'm begging Beats by Dre to make a pair of headphones that last longer than 6 months. LOL, another pair to add to my headphone graveyard. And it shows a picture of Sheamus's broken headphones, which sucks for him because, well, he was on the way to India when they broke. That sucks. That's like a 22-hour flight. That really sucks. And Cesaro replies by saying, last ones I had lasted over a year. Current pair is closing in on one. Maybe they don't want to be around you either. Sheamus goes, maybe it's your aerodynamic head. # beats by Sheamus. To which I replied, did you just compliment his head? Because he totally complimented Cesaro's head. You don't call somebody's head aerodynamic and, you know, as an insult. That's just not an insult. Sorry. It's not a thing.
That's what she calls a Twitter brag.
Yes. Subtle. Sheamus, no wonder it's so hot here. # WWE India, # Sheamus in India, # Galaxy X7, and it's a picture of a billboard for the Galaxy S7 Edge with little flames and bulging eyes by it. Oh, God. Sheamus! Daniel Bryan, tonight a whole new episode of Total Bellas where Nicole tries to class me up a bit by taking me to tea time. Ugh. To which Bray Wyatt replies, maybe next she can teach you how to chop wood like a man.
That's a sick burn.
Jesus Christ, Bray, what did he do to you?
By the way, Tea Time with Nikki and Brian is amazing. Go listen to the Rack Extra. Total Bellas available now at rackradioshow.com.
I want to go have tea with them.
We talk all about it.
I want to go have tea with them and binge watch Downton Abbey. Rain Reigns tweets, Boo Mama Rusev, stupid idiots, family dirty family, disgusting family, idiots Rusev. The guy will change your face at Hell in a Cell. And Rusev goes, no words. I'm kind of with him. No words on that. But that's everything I got. I'm just going to put my feet up because you have a lot. Did you hit your cap this week?
No. Future Dave Meltzer, Josh Matthews, is now hosting an online show called Lunch with Impact. It is not, as the name indicates, being filmed in a soup kitchen. Keep it 5-star. Job interview. What are your weaknesses? Me. I can't tell the difference between Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. No one can. Tommy Dreamer. I have a severe weight problem. And I occasionally lactate. Fake ESPN.
Wait. Matt Damon's blonde and Ben Affleck's brunette.
Anyway. Fake ESPN. No, I can tell the difference. Anyway, breaking. The Browns have named Ken Bone their starting quarterback for today's game against the Titans. Dan Roach. Well, 9.9 more games until Lane Johnson comes back. # Eagles talk. Bob Vitrone. Eagles offensive line right now couldn't block my arteries. Vitaly just back yep, into the sack there. He had a bad game. Big E. Fittingly, we're in Denver for Raw on day 420 of our never-ending tag team title reign. # chasing demolition. Gregory Iron. With Goldberg in WWE, just imagine the cross-promotional hype that can be done for Survivor Series on The View. Goldberg versus Lesnar. Make it happen. WWE Creative-ish. Every time I Am Jericho gets beaten by a pedigree, Triple H and Stephanie have sex. # Raw tonight. Keep it 5-star. Kick him in the crotch, Sammy. # Raw. Ring Rust Radio. We need to use all of our birthday wishes so Sami Zayn doesn't lose to Braun Strowman. Keep it 5-star. Since 2K Games and WWE 2K17 seem to have a magical reconciliation powers, do this next year for Kurt Angle or cure Daniel Bryan. # Raw. By the way, go to youtube.com/rackradioshow and subscribe so you can get all the WWE 2K17 content. 5 days of content every week. We'll give you details during the plugs at the end of the show. I'm just shamelessly plugging everything. ProWrestling.net. Nikki wears the pants. Isn't this the story of Total Divas? Basically, that she pouts about not being married, then Cena buys distraction jewelry?
Yep.
ProWrestling.net. James Ellsworth is clearly carrying AJ Styles to a good match.
Side note, sorry. James Ellsworth's shirt is the number one on WWE shop right now.
You fools. It's an awful shirt. It's awesome he has one, but it's an awful shirt. Three Man Booth, James Ellsworth with a super kick. ProWrestling.net, AJ Styles vs. Dean Ambrose in a non-title match on SmackDown next week because Styles clearly isn't ducking Ellsworth. Let's see. These next few are called # add a movie, ruin a movie. Terminator 2, Groundhog Day. No Country for Old X-Men. Alright, here we go. Betty F.N. White. If you're an undecided voter at this point, please don't vote. Ever. Not even on The Voice. Ben Simmons tweeted, I can't listen to this guy. Joel Embiid. If he wins, he's going to deport you. Ben Simmons. I'm a dual citizen. Bye-bye, Joe. Next are # Trump Book Report. It was the best of times. Absolutely phenomenal. It was the worst of times. Total disaster. Let me tell you about Les Miserables. He was a good man. Great man. Such a man. He became miserable, thanks to Hillary. Don Quixote was a loser, okay? He couldn't even win against a windmill. Listen, I'll beat all the windmills, believe me. Let's see. Keep going on the hashtag Trump Book Report. Dumbledore? Such a disaster. He ran that school for 30 years and look at it now. Now that Voldemort, you may not like him, but... Hashtag Trump Book Report. Continues on. Juliet, such a nasty woman. She made Romeo kill himself. And believe me, he could have done better. Look at her. There were those four women. They were small, like really little. And no one respected them more than I did. Hashtag Trump Book Report. Her house was so puny. If I had a house on the prairie, it would be the biggest house. Believe me, it would be huge. A couple more. I think Little Red Riding Hood was asking for it. Why else would she be walking through the woods alone? I'm the Wolf. Trump Book Report from Patricia Arquette. Yellow Pages is a loser. Too many numbers. Boring and fat. Trump Book Report. The dictionary. I got a lot of words, but my words are better. I have the best words. Everyone says so. Zoe with Roy. You're telling me with the great, what, tell me that the Great Gatsby is great? Wrong. Terrible driver. Weird. Weird parties. No, he's not great. Trust me, folks. And finally, two more. War and Peace. I will win both. Let me tell you. And, this is the tale of two cities. No education, no jobs. I make those cities great again. Hashtag Trump Book Report. And one final tweet. Elton Brand, fake ESPN. Elton Brand has announced his retirement from the NBA. This news is shocking because everyone thought he retired 3 years ago.
Ouch.
And that's Tweet of the Week. By the way, hashtag Trump Book Report. Greatest hashtag in last week. Just saying.
Short of the debate, yeah. Which we're not going to get into on the show.
No, no. That's why everyone vote for the CB Radio Party. CBRadioLife.com.
Vote for Rob. Free cake. And now, the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Alright, so where shall we begin on the SmackDown Throwdown this week? I guess... We'll save Ellsworth. We'll get to him last. First,
yeah.
Alexa showed off her blissfulness against Naomi. They had a really good match.
They had a fantastic match. She was blissed off.
And she was all up in her Freddy Krueger.
Yes, she was. She looked fabulous. I love it when she wears that gear. I love how nasty she's gotten.
Yeah.
Like, she's just taken this character and run with it, and it's fantastic.
This is the match I hope they would have had at No Mercy. This was a great showcase for Alexa. It also did good things for Naomi, but this was about Alexa. This was a meaningful win that she got heading into her big match with Becky Lynch in 3 weeks. I thought this should have been on the pay-per-view. It would have been a great standout match. It was good on SmackDown. Alexa needs strong wins. Very big fan of the Evil Sparkle Fairy.
Love the Evil Sparkle Fairy. Love Naomi, too. And I think Naomi's going to get her time in the sun soon. But right now, it's about Alexa. But yeah, go Alexa. Points. Team Fluffy. By the way, when are you putting out the WTR fantasy totals?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway. Now, we're not going to bring up her almost perfect week. We're not doing that.
It was a perfect week.
An almost perfect week always happens, but it's not so perfect. Just saying.
It was a perfect week, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
no,
it was. It
wasn't. No, it wasn't.
All my people got points.
Okay.
That showed up.
Hideo.
Unlike you, who had somebody lose.
Hideo Itami did not even perform. Not
He's
a perfect
hurt.
Week. Breezango didn't even perform. Not a perfect week.
Well, I'm sure they were performing somewhere.
As male strippers somewhere.
As male strippers somewhere, but not on SmackDown.
So again, not so perfect
week. Anyway, everybody that showed up got points.
But it wasn't not so perfect week.
It was a perfect week.
She's trying to steal my gimmick. It's not going to be a thing.
Although, according to Brent, I should just let you have it because you know it's all you have left.
And he's speaking from the perspective of a Cowboys fan. Just saying. Just saying. Anyway, we've been having this conversation for 3 days now. It's going to continue on.
Yep.
Because this is what we do. Carmella spills Nikki's tea is the headline. Basically, they had a great promo exchange back and forth as they brought in the real-life drama that Nikki is married to Cena. Or not married, dating John Cena. She wishes she was married to John Cena.
She keeps trying to marry Cena, but he's having no part of it.
I thought they had really strong performances. I thought this was Carmella's best performance on the mic to date because she actually had stuff to say. I thought Nikki held her own. She was not as robotic and scripted as she normally is. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, and to everybody that's kind of complaining about this, where they had Carmella take the shots of Nikki was only brought in for her looks, she's only getting everything from John Cena, this is... things that wrestling fans say every day. This is things that people probably say to her almost every day. And that doesn't excuse it, but I don't think it's meant to be negative. It's meant for Nikki to come back and say, no, screw you, it's actually like this. To dispute it and look strong disputing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a feud. They're meant to not like each other. They're meant to take petty shots at each other. Because here's the thing. Nikki Bella was originally hired based on a diva search. So she really was hired for her looks, but so was Carmella. And they've gone through the training and they've proven themselves. And Nikki Bella and Brie Bella, like it or not, are two of the biggest female stars that WWE's ever produced.
Yeah.
Because they've literally done all the crap that nobody else wanted to do, like all the hosting gigs, the reality shows, you name it, to get to where they are.
By the way, I didn't know if you know this, but if you go to Rack Radio Show on WildTalkRadio.com right now, you can hear an interview with the Bella Twins.
We're shameless, shameless people. But yes, you can. But it's something of Carmella taking those shots is it's meant for Nikki to respond back. Because, as we all remember, when Nikki was heel, Nikki took shots like that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't forget that. I mean, that's just, it's, they're going to trade insults. They're going to trade shots. That's how a fight works. That's how a feud works. And Carmella really cannot attack Nikki on a wrestling front. So it's, okay, well, I'm going to go personal. Because Nikki's personal life is out there in Total Divas and Total Bellas. And it all ties back into the shows. Once you put it in the public sector, it's fair game. Hate to break that to everybody, but it is.
Yeah.
It's one thing if, you know, Nikki's not doing the reality shows and Carmella brings up, oh, well, you know, the only reason you're getting what you're getting is because you're screwing John Cena. That's one thing, but, you know, it's because it's out there in the public sector, it's fair game. So Carmella can be like, well, you know, you're only here because you're with Cena. And a lot of people believe that.
Yeah.
That she's the only reason she's there, or the only reason she came back was because she was with Cena. So it's just taking that shot. And then you have Nikki reply back and go, no, I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here because I want to wrestle, because I want to be the best. However she responded to it. And it allows her to give that really impassioned babyface speech without it seeming forced. And that's what this was.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt pimped his casket.
Oh my God, this was so good. This was Bray Wyatt's got his mojo back, y'all. He's got his mojo back in a big, big, big way.
His mojo is named Luke Harper.
Yes, his mojo was named Luke Harper. Bray's feeling it again. He's been made whole again. Because we open this segment with Bray Wyatt laying in a casket.
Because.
And then he has druids with sheep masks. So, if we remember this time last year, Bray Wyatt kidnapped The Undertaker. Bray Wyatt absconded with certain artifacts from The Undertaker, including his powers. Some of them. Powers, magics, in quotations. We now know that Bray Wyatt is also in possession of Taker's druids and his magic casket. Because, you know, Bray Wyatt cuts the promo on Randy Orton. We all know where this is going. This is going to a casket match, probably. Bray then says, you know, he's here, and Luke Harper comes out. Randy and Luke are wrestling. And all of a sudden, Bray Wyatt shows up with his druids riding to the ring in Taker's magic casket. I'm not even kidding. And he's just, like, kicked back in the casket, just, like, literally relaxed, holding the lantern up as he rides to the ring in this casket, completely 100% comfortable. I would say I would make another comment if we weren't on the air to Rock, but I think Brock knows where I'm going to go with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was wide open. So, Bray comes to the ring, the match breaks down, Luke and Bray are attacking Randy, the casket gets closed, the casket gets reopened, and oh hey, look who's back! Kane has returned from wherever the hell he went. Let's just say he went to Hawaii for a week, because, you know, that's a nice place to go.
It's where vacationing Kane goes.
Vacationing Kane, hey! He finally used that trip that Seth gave him.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
So, Randy and Kane fend off the Wyatts, they disappear. But yeah, Bray Wyatt has his mojo back in a big way. This is awesome. This is absolutely spectacular.
I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, 14 years ago tomorrow, it was an anniversary of Kane in the casket. That's all we're going to say. All we're going to say. But you can see it 14 years ago today on the WWE Network.
We don't talk about that.
I'm not talking about it. Just saying it's on the WWE Network if people want to see it.
Don't go watch it, y'all. It'll give you nightmares.
And what's giving AJ Styles nightmares is James Ellsworth.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is so amazing.
AJ Styles, James Ellsworth for the WWE World Championship. Dean Ambrose did everything but be special referee. He was the ring announcer. He was the timekeeper. He did some of his shilling for WWE Shop and the James Ellsworth shirt. Dean was great. David Otunga, who I can't really stand on commentary, was great with the no chin music. Great.
That was a great line.
Go ahead.
James Ellsworth is impervious to the chin lock, y'all, because he has no chin.
He has no chin. Great, great little thing. And then in disqualification to it, James Ellsworth beat AJ Styles once again. I thought this was really good. It really wasn't much of a match, but it was entertaining as all hell, thanks to Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, and no chin Ellsworth. Good stuff all around.
This was great. This is one of those segments where it reminded me, at least, why I'm a wrestling fan. Because it's just one of those really stupid, fun little segments where it's completely pointless, but it's helping to drive the story. But it's just the comedy in it mixed with the seriousness of it was great. I loved this. You know, everything about this. And what made this awesome was the fans were super into this. They were chanting Ellsworth to the Goldberg chant.
Yeah.
You had Dean interjecting. It's like he interviewed Ellsworth at one point in the middle of the match while they were at the commercial break. He stopped the match because they had to go to commercial. He announced that somebody had their lights on in the parking lot. He was a shill. I mean, just, he did everything to screw over AJ Styles, and it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic.
Our Goldberg. So they were chanting for him on Raw. But he couldn't make it. What? You too big time to make it to Monday Night Raw now? With your whole thing on WrestleZone.com? Is that the deal, Matt? Is that the deal? Too big time now? Okay. Got it. Anyway, every Friday, WrestleZone.com, Matt Goldberg. There you go.
Go check it out.
So that's SmackDown. Any other comments you want to make from SmackDown?
I need more Bray Wyatt in this casket.
Oh, Ed Mondays on their Facebook page. There you go. I'll pimp it again at the end of the show. Here we go. NXT Rundown.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So on the NXT Rundown, Ty was trying to take the sparkle out of Bobby Roode and his glorious sparkling coat and cape.
He looks like he fell into a bucket of glitter. It's amazing. That is the sparkliest robe/cape thing I've ever seen in my life. Because, you know, Bobby just can't get glorious enough. Now he has a cape. I mean, really? Really? Who okayed this because they need a raise? Legit.
Their match is official for NXT TakeOver Toronto. Also on the show, we had Rich Swann and No Way Jose beat the Coke Guy, Drew Gulak, and Tony Nese in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic first round match.
You know, honestly, No Way Jose, this tag team, I never knew I needed it until now.
Him and Rich Swann, yeah.
Yeah, Jose and Swann, yeah. I never knew I needed this until now. This is spectacular. This needs to be a thing. Somebody please make this a thing.
Austin Aries and his partner, Roderick Strong, who made his NXT debut, took out Tucker Knight and Otis Dazovic in the
New guy.
In the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Yeah, that. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Wait. I have a comment on that. Somebody call Bray. We have a big bearded dude. He has been cited. And Bray hasn't had a blonde yet.
That's Taker's thing.
In more ways than one.
Hey-oh. Cien Almas is no longer cares about anyone but himself. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce continue their program with Liv Morgan. They attacked her backstage. Nikki Cross lost her sanity and cost her a match.
I really like everything. I'm just not digging sanity.
There's something missing.
There's just, I know people like it. Just for me, it's like there's no spark, and I'm willing for that spark. But it's just, I mean, it's like I like Nikki Cross. I think she's awesome. But it's just like, yeah, not feeling it.
5-1 Cubs over the Dodgers.
And it's 26-10 Green Bay Packers. With 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
So that's a final.
That's a final.
And Shinsuke Nakamura is not done with Samoa Joe. But the bigger thing of the show, what the font?
Patrick Clark, you fool. Why? Why would you go out there knowing that Shinsuke Nakamura single-handedly took out 10 people on his own last week? What the hell makes you think you can go out there and you can take that on and you're going to beat him? You do not mess with Shinsuke. He will legit mess you up. And that's exactly what he did to Patrick Clark. He messed him up. Old school.
He did. And they still had the awful font.
I want to fix that so bad. It's terrible. It's like, I mean, if you're going to have the dude walk out looking like Prince, can you at least fix his Tron so that way it kind of reflects the gimmick and it's not just this boring, bland, generic Tron?
Which is why the segment's called What the Font?
Right? Because I sit here and I rant every time about his font.
So Patrick Clark, please come on TV on a regular basis because I love the segment What the Font?
Just so he can hear me complain over and over again about the font.
Or I just like saying, what the font? Anyway, that's NXT.
That's NXT. Good, strong show.
It was a good showing. The building towards TakeOver in Toronto.
Ew. But I think that does it for the rack. What do you think?
It does. It is. That's it. Done. Finished. But I got stuff to plug.
You got stuff to plug.
Okay, here's a brand new plug. Go to youtube.com/rackradioshow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to twitch.tv/rackradioshow, because here's what you'll find. Mondays. Mashup Mondays. Your favorite wrestlers doing other people's wrestlers' entrances. The first one is the legit Wyatt. Tuesdays is the Redo Tuesdays, where we recreate a match from the previous Monday Night Raw. My Journey Wednesdays. You'll see my career mode journey of me in the video game. Thursdays, Throwback Thursdays. We're using old school wrestlers against other old school wrestlers. And tomorrow, Fantasy Fridays. Fantasy Battles. And there's one that's being rumored about, and that one will appear at youtube.com/rackradioshow. It is a show-stopping phenomenal match. Hint, hint, wink, wink. youtube.com/rackradioshow. Anyway, Saturday Night Midnighters is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. And get ready. Get excited for the CB Radio Party election. Hashtag CB Radio Party. Sunday night, they're back to previewing a pay-per-view. It's Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. They'll be previewing Hell in a Cell, 10 p.m. Eastern. Wrestle Talk Radio to vote. WrestleTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of the Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. As we mentioned, Matt Goldberg, he's the man, the myth, the legend. They chant his name on Monday Night Raw. Did you not hear it?
I heard it. Because they were calling for him, but he was too busy, man. He couldn't show up.
He's too busy. He has so much going on.
Because he's just that huge.
He is bringing Figure Friday to WrestleZone.com, along with exclusive MBG YouTube series snapshot to the Facebook page of WrestleZone. So check it all out. WrestleZone.com and Facebook.com, I guess, /WrestleZone.com. So there you go. Check out Matt Goldberg. Plus, check out Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. You can check out his YouTube channel, YouTube.com/MBG1211. He's on Twitter at MBG Films, at WWTNA Figures.
He's everywhere.
He has Instagram, MBG1211. He probably has a Snapchat, I don't know.
Give out his Snapchat! God.
You can also search for him on MySpace, probably on MySpace. Soon he'll
really MySpace. Really, really.
I don't know. He's everywhere. So yeah,
he's everywhere. Just look for Matt Goldberg. You'll find him out there.
Also check out his WordPress, mbg1211.wordpress.com.
Anyway, it's awesome.
All right, I shilled your stuff. Lindsay, go.
Well, I don't have to shill Matt's stuff because it's already done. Awesome! So, go check out our fine friends at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net. And just for one more hit, because it's an autopilot thing, Instagram.com/MBG1211, Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today. And, you know, because he took a rate check on Raw. Because that's what he said. They were chanting his name. He took a rain check on Raw. But you gotta let me know how that whole match with Lesnar's gonna go, man, because you got problems.
Yeah.
You got serious problems if that dude's coming for you. But in the meantime, that does it for us right here on the Rack. Next week, tune in. We'll be talking Hell in a Cell. We'll be previewing the show. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have all our usual fun, happy stuff. Till till then.
Hold on, hold on. Plug your stuff.
You follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. You can go look at my artwork, behance.net/LinsWard, same as Twitter. Ding!
Mac Olberg says Brock Lesnar is afraid of him. You hear that, Brock? You hear that, Paul Heyman?
He's coming for you.
He's coming for
He's coming for you. Rack exclusive. Matt Goldberg's coming for Lesnar.
Rack exclusive.
Take him down.
Rack exclusive. Goldberg says Lesnar fears him.
So, you know, Goldberg for mayor of Suplex City.
Anyway, we're done. Get us
we're
out
done.
Of here.
We're out. See y'all next week. It's been The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.